WIRX Listen Live is brought to you by Leroy's Body Shop. Leroy started his shop with the basic principles of treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. Now, 50 years later, the Leroy's boys are still treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. It's as simple as that. Leroy's Body Shop.
Rock 107 WIRX.
Yeah. And we'll boogie all night.
And we are going to boogie. We boogied a little bit last night.
Woo. A little boogieing?
Just a little bit of boogieing.
It was a good time last night.
It was. We were down at Four Winds Stadium for 90s night down there and got to see Sister Hazel, Gin Blossoms,
pretty good.
Tonic.
Pretty good.
It was awesome. I have one complaint. Before we get to it being hot as balls, Sister Hazel, one of my favorite songs is Your Winter.
Mm-hmm.
It's an amazing song.
Didn't play it.
They did play it, but... I think you were up playing video games during that time. But he sang it, like, different. He didn't sing it like the record version. And I'm not saying it has to be spot on, but he was, like, singing in a different, like, pace. And
it's like, come on, man.
I'm trying to sing along, and he's, like, doing, like, more of a... She's like, no! You're ruining the song!
See, you were all busy getting pissed off down there while I was up top hanging out with Mr. Belding.
You got to meet Mr. Belding. I'm so mad.
Yes.
I did not get to see him, and you saw Mr. Belding.
I wanted to do the Zach Morris look at the camera. Time out. You know?
He still freezes when you do that.
You're right.
Huh? Anyway, it was
a good time last night.
It was a great time last night. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. It's hot as balls.
Hot.
We've all heard that expression.
Yeah. You know, I think we picked the wrong day to do this because it's supposed to be decent.
It's
today.
Gorgeous today. Yeah, yeah. It's not as hot as balls, but we've had a couple hot as balls days.
Mm-hmm.
We've also heard hot as hell, cold as hell, cold as balls, colder than a witch's booby in a brass bra. I got to change it up a little bit. So we've all heard these, but what is the actual temperature?
Yeah.
It's just, do we all have a common, like, mean
You know, we're doing this for science this morning.
We are. So I thought, why not measure the temperature of our balls to really figure this out?
We're going to figure this out.
All right, we're gonna get
to the bottom.
This actually came about because a web developer, we're getting to the bottom of the sack on this one. A web developer in D.C. named Jim Webb. Perfect name for a web developer. Decided to pull out all the stops. He got 5,400 tweets from the past 6 months that used the phrases like we talked about, hot as balls, hot as hell, and tried to figure out the temperatures. Hot as hell, hot as F, and hot as sh.
Mm-hmm.
The average was 86 degrees. Hot as balls, 84 degrees.
84, huh?
Hot as heck, 78 degrees. Cold as hell, 48 degrees. Cold as F, 41 degrees. Cold as balls, 37 degrees.
Uh-uh.
And colder than a witch's is 25 degrees. So that's the coldest.
$1, Bob.
$1, Bob. So we're going to take a quick break. We got to get ourselves set up. We got to get our thermometers out. When we come back, we are going to measure the temperature of our balls and see if there's any...
We got to do this butt-ass naked, right?
Yeah, exactly. So we got to take a break so we can strip down.
Yeah, all right.
When we come back, hot as balls.
Yeah, should we do Facebook Live?
Yeah.
We'll butt-ass naked.
We're going to get the station Facebook shut down.
107 WIRX, everything that rocks.
It's hot.
All right. Go to war. Balls are going to war.
We're going to war.
Who's got the hotter balls, man?
All right. So if you missed anything, a web developer tried to get to the bottom of some of the more popular phrases. Hot as balls, hot as hell, cold as balls.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? I don't buy it. Because here's the
thing. Nobody knows the actual temperature.
No one actually knows. And one, I think there is there's a flaw in his system. Because hot as balls should be 98.6 degrees, right?
You'd think.
So I wanted to get to the bottom of this. I went to a store the other day and got a couple thermometers. These are mercury-free oral thermometers. And I figured, got yours on your
I'm
balls
already,
already?
I'm already going for it.
All right, I got to get this open. Now.
Chestnuts roasting.
I figured this would be a perfect song for it. All right. Did you go in the shorts or outside of the shorts?
Oh, I thought we were going in the urethra.
Are your pants off?
Yeah.
No, it's hot as balls, not hot as urethra. All right, I got mine. We got to keep it on there for 3 minutes, so about this song.
No, you
got
to go under.
Under? That sucker's in there.
Oh, boy.
Oh, God.
I don't know. It's feeling kind of cold down there.
Well, that's the thermometer.
Is that the thermometer?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
All right. I wish we had one of those one that beeps.
I wish I had some corduroys. That'd warm them up really good.
Seriously, you can start a fire with a pair of corduroys.
Right.
The phrase should be hot as balls in a pair of corduroys.
Oh, God, that's hot.
That's hot.
That's festival hot.
God. I remember I was in FFA, and the jackets that we had for FFA are corduroy. That's been the FFA uniform. Why?
And why, right?
You should see Hunter right now. He's literally leaning back. He's got his hands behind his head. He's just enjoying it. So we're trying to figure out hot as balls right now.
Yeah.
Hunter's got his thermometer on.
I can already feel the mercury rising.
Oh. Hell.
Well, they say to leave it there for what? 30?
Three minutes. We're a minute and a half in.
Okay.
We're almost there. I'm adjusting mine. I don't know.
You think yours is going to be hotter than mine?
Did you go? I think so.
Yeah.
I think my balls run a little bit hotter. Did you go right nut or left nut?
Right.
Me too.
That's the power one.
That's the power nut right there. I think my left one though hangs a little bit lower. I don't know why.
See, I'm freshly shaven, though. You got a little nest down there, so I got direct contact.
Oh, direct contact.
Yeah.
I'm gonna need. I should have thought of that. I should have surgically shaven for this today. So Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire, perfect song. This was your idea last night. Nailed it.
What are you guessing?
Well, it should be 98.6. That's the temperature, but I don't know. I don't know. What if it was the 86 degrees? That would be official science right there.
Might be.
So, again, web developer Jim Webb went through 5,400 tweets and just, you know, got, okay, so here, this tweet said this. It was this temperature on that day.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of work. Hot as hell, 86 degrees. Hot as balls, 84 degrees. Hot as heck for all the people that don't like to swear.
Right, anyway.
78 degrees. On the opposite end, cold as hell, 48 degrees. Cold as F, 41. Cold as balls, 37. No. Which is cold as balls, 37 degrees. That's cold.
All right. That's
all right. How we doing?
Balls
on
that cold, you're a zombie.
We're almost there. We're almost there.
Almost there?
Almost there.
I don't know. I kind of like it down there.
Thank you, Nat. I know. I'm used to it now. This is my life now.
This is nice.
It's all right. Take out your thermometer.
Take it out. Here, so we switch.
Mine says...
You can't read it, can you?
Mine's not, it's like 94? 94 degrees.
Mine is, I don't know, I think I'm dead. I think I'm dead, Brock.
Mine's 94. I think my balls are colder than they're supposed to be.
Oh, there it is.
You get it?
Yeah, mine's like 96 point something.
That's
point one.
Yeah, so you're pretty close then. My balls are running cold. All right, let's take a quick break.
You know, I'm putting it back. You know, I'm putting it in my mouth now.
Hey, good morning. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Right.
7:56. So we're talking about it being hot as balls. Hold on. I got to take this phone.
Well, here, look at mine real quick. Here, take that.
You don't. God, I almost touched your ballmometer. Your ball thermometer?
Ballmometer.
Gross.
All right.
Gross.
It's all sticky.
Hold on. Let me take this phone call quick.
At least smell it.
The phone's been ringing like the last 5 minutes. Hold on. I got to take this phone call quick. WIRX, hello.
Yes, hello, son.
Hey, Mom.
This is your mother.
Hi.
Oh, it's Brock's mom.
Hi, Mom. Good morning.
Hi,
Mom.
Hi. Your dad and I think you need a... You both need a science lesson.
If we need a science lesson, what do we do? I thought we were being pretty scientific.
No. Your balls are colder than your body temperature because they're outside your body.
But still, it should be pretty close.
Now listen. The colder it gets, the more they get sucked up into your body.
What What gets sucked up?
Your balls.
Your testicles.
So I can push them up into my body. Should we be doing that?
The hotter it gets, the farther away they distend.
Oh.
Weren't you raised on a farm? Didn't you watch the bulls?
I was too busy farting around and throwing rocks.
That explains why I was tripping over them during the PGA Tour.
They cool themselves.
Because otherwise it kills the sperm if they get too hot.
Oh, I don't like Mom talking about this. I'm having nightmares.
I don't mind.
Okay, so is 94 a good temperature for balls?
Is what?
Is 94 a good temperature for balls? I don't know.
Yes, because, well, if it gets too hot, that's why you don't wear tight underwear when you're trying to have children, because then it's
your mom knows a lot about balls.
I know. Good Lord, Mom.
I went to school.
She went to school. Now, what were you doing at school?
What'd you go to school for, balls?
You boys.
Well, all right.
I hope I've cleared up a few things.
You did.
So if you want to have children, don't wear underwear. If you don't, wear really tight ones.
Real quick.
If you don't want to wear a condom,
your dad has a comment.
What? If you don't want to wear a condom and you fall in a hot bathtub, it kills everything.
So Dad just said that. If you don't want to wear a condom, do it in a hot bath because it kills everything.
Because it kills the, yes.
Oh, I love it.
Those little fellas.
Real quick,
I hope
Mom.
We've helped.
Where'd you go to school?
And educated you.
Yes, you did. You did. Hey, Hunter wants to know where you went to school at.
The University of Wisconsin in Eau Claire. And I took a human sexual biology class.
I was going to say Ball State.
Ball State. He thought Ball State.
Oh, no.
Hey-o.
Oh,
all right. Well, hey, thanks.
Boys.
Thanks for
what
calling,
do
guys.
I
love you.
I love you, too.
All right. Bye.
Bye, Mom.
Bye.
Have you ever had a conversation with your mom like that before? Just the birds and the bees?
Not in public.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? She's a smart woman.
My parents are both smart. That's why I don't know how I am so dumb. All right. Well, I just heard my mom talk at length about balls. I don't know how to feel about this right now.
You know what? I'm going to put it back. I'm going to put the thermometer back. I'm going to try the left one this time.
You're going to try the left one? All right.
Feeling like the left side's a little bit hotter.
Hot as balls.
Rock 107.